Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. My name is Todd, and today is July the 18th. Glad you've joined us. I'm excited. This is actually the fourth Extra Point Podcast this week. We told you Sunday that we'd be releasing one a day to help us process and think through the five applicational statements that we gave you Sunday that were all designed to help us set our minds on things above or seek those things which are above. As we said, that's our pursuit and our posture. And so because the Extra Point Podcast is all about bringing some extra insight, additional application, we want to take some time this week and provide some applicational insight into the goal of having a vertical perspective by analyzing one of these statements each day. And today I have the pleasure of doing that with Pastor Travis. Travis, welcome to the Extra Point Podcast.
Yeah, thanks so much. Great to be here.
I know podcasts are not a new thing for you. You're on the Bearded Three as
That's right? Absolutely.
And,
love it.
You've done some foundational courses for us, I believe.
Yep.
Or some equipping courses.
Equipping courses that we're putting on the podcast. Yep.
Yeah. So I know the mic's no stranger to you. I think the phrase that we're going to talk about today on Thursday is this one that we mentioned to our people. It's maximizing God's mission and minimizing your matters as a way to help us stay focused on the vertical.
That's right.
Less on the horizontal. I think one of the things that we're realizing is that we're not trying to eliminate the horizontal. Maybe
right.
You can comment on this.
Yep.
But we're just trying to make sure we prioritize these two things that always exist. Talk about that for a bit, would you?
You said it exactly right. We're not saying they don't matter, that you should eliminate them from your life. These are things that are important. We are supposed to be good stewards of what God has given us. But you said the word prioritize. That's exactly the thing. There are things that matter more. And that's the word mission that we'll talk about.
So why do you think it's hard? Mm-hmm. And I fight this battle. You probably do. Why is it hard to prioritize the vertical over the horizontal?
Mm-hmm. I think because we live in this constant state of like emergencies. It's the things that have to get done seem to take up the most of my time and my thoughts. And so if there's a bill that has to be paid or the lawn needs to be mowed, because that has like a time stamp on it, it seems to get my highest priority. Where the mission of God may seem sometimes like, well, I can talk to my neighbor when I get the next opportunity. So I live in this constant state of emergency sometimes.
So kind of like the conflict between what's urgent and what's important.
Exactly right.
And we're drawn to the urgent, aren't we?
That's so frustrating, but the lawn's got to get mowed. You know what I mean? So you just kind of live in that state.
I got to get to work on time.
Yeah. Right.
Gotta pay the bills.
Yep.
Gotta change a diaper.
They're those things that are right in front of you that seem to monopolize your time.
It is interesting that we would think the mission of God would be right in front of
us.
But for some reason, does it get clouded over or just do we just look over it? Talk to us about why we miss what actually is in front of us.
Yep. It's what we see. It's the lawn. It's the bills. Mm. It's the mail that comes in the mailbox. It's what we see. Where the mission of God, even though it is the people of God, that is the mission of God, it can be those things that we maybe overlook or don't see. Our text that I want to reference talks about this so beautifully. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It says, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. So it does take this intentional looking, maybe looking past some things in order and to see accurately. So the barista at Starbucks, she is the mission of God, even though I might have my eyes on the cup of coffee. It takes intentionality.
That's really good. That's really helpful. And even let's just talk about that barista.
Yeah.
We may make assessments and judgments about the barista that would then cause us not to see the inside.
Yep.
Like she's got an eternal soul, just like everyone else.
That's right. To remind ourselves to have the eyes of Christ, to see sheep without a shepherd.
I think another reason that we often don't see accurately, to use your words, and thus don't maximize what really matters, and we instead maximize our matters, is I think we'd agree with this. This is just hard to be on mission.
Mm-hmm.
It is in front of us, but I think it's a lot harder than mowing the grass.
Mm-hmm.
We see the grass, we see the bill, the diaper.
Yep.
We know we can do it.
Yep.
But the mission is like, well, if I talk to them, if I open a conversation, will I mess up?
Yep.
Will they mistreat me?
Yep.
What if they say no?
That's right.
So I think it's hard.
Yeah. I'm intuitively a box checker. I want to be able to put a to-do on the list and then be able to accomplish it. The barista might not come to faith for 5-7 years. That's a harder box to check.
Yeah.
And that can be frustrating sometimes. But so much more rewarding to know that God cares deeply about that person, not so much my lawn.
Which would explain why the very first phrase in our passage for today is what? Read it for us.
We do not lose heart.
Yeah.
Because we are prone to lose heart.
Yeah. One for one translation says we don't give up.
That's right.
And so I think it really speaks to what Paul is aiming at there, that his outer person's wasting away or perishing, but the inner person's renewed, and we don't lose sight of the unseen. And so as we think about maximizing what's hard, minimizing what's easy, any thoughts on that? Any tips? Like, think about these words, maximize and minimize. What can the average first familyer do to keep looking at what really matters?
Yep. I think that's the mission of God is individual people. We have to be social. We have to be out in our community. We've got to, the phrase is way overused, but I think it is a great word of it. We have to live on mission, is not be task accomplishers, but people focused and people driven. So get people's names. I think that's a simple one, is you're out in community. The person that's bagging your groceries at Hy-Vee, like, ask them their name. That instantly creates a personal connection to your people. Like, when was the last time you had an intentional conversation with your neighbor? I think those are helpful ways to remember that people matter.
Okay,
more,
so start a conversation.
Task. Yep.
Tell them your name.
That's
ask
right.
for their name. And,
yep.
Okay, that's good. That's very helpful, like shoe leather kind of stuff there.
You've said that before, like, get them on your calendar. Your calendar matters. What's on your calendar has high priority. Go look at your calendar this week and see how many names are on there, how many people are on there, rather than just tasks.
Yeah, I always get a little kickback from people when I say that you're not in someone's life if you're not on their calendar.
So true.
Because we all think we are.
Yep.
But people don't think about it unless they have a time slot.
That's right.
You know?
Yep.
And they know they're going to meet with you or you with them. So it sounds a little crass, but it's actually practically true, isn't it?
That's 100% true.
Think about these words, and I want you to help us with them. Here's the mission, and then here's this word matters. Like, we're to maximize God's mission. Talk a bit about what that mission actually is, even beyond the word people.
Yep.
Like, what are we trying to do? And then, if you would, very plainly, talk about our matters, and then let's compare those two.
Yeah. I think when you talk about the mission of God, you have to talk about the kingdom of God and how God is renewing all things. He'll bring things back, everything back into relationship with Him. That is the ultimate goal. He will return as the ultimate King of the world. And so I think that is so important to remember, is God is King. He's not receiving all the glory and worship that he currently that he deserves, and he will bring that back into full order. And so that,
like, creation's groaning.
That's right.
Waiting for that day.
100%. And that will be a glorious day, and that we get to play a small role in that, of pointing false worshipers back to true worship, King Jesus, the one who deserves all praise and worship. Is there anything greater than that? Anything more important than that? No. But we do have matters. We have physical bodies. We have bills. Like, all those things are important. We do need to care about those, but they seem to be like time sucks on our life, where if we're too focused on those, there's no time for the kingdom of God. And so it is, I think the way you said it was prioritization. What do you want to be? This could be self-centered a little bit, but what do you want to be said of you at your funeral? What was he about? He had his life in order, or the mission of God was first and foremost on his mind.
Do you think that sometimes and I might use some worldly phrases here, so I know you'll give me grace. I'm asking the listeners for a little grace here too.
Sure.
But, like, do you think our self-talk or a conversation in our head can sometimes lead us down a bad path to where our matters occupy all of our conversation?
Yep.
And so we start actually believing they matter more than they really do.
100%. Oh, I even think of who we talk to and who we listen to. I think there's a lot of influence that comes from the world that reminds us or tries to encourage us to make matters the most important thing. So it's a prioritization of who we listen to or what we listen to. The Word of God will constantly remind you that the mission of God matters more. And so be careful of who you surround yourself with, who you listen to, because they could remind you that your financial budget matters more than people. And so just be cautious of that.
Or they could remind you that there are 14 things they're trying to deal with
exactly.
that they were dealing with a month ago
yep.
and a month before that.
Yep.
As long as you're thinking, are you making any progress?
That's right.
You know, it's been said before in church life for decades. I've heard this. You have too, I know, that we should be authentic. And I agree with that.
Yep.
And so they would say this illustration that, you know, sometimes we say, how are you? A lot of you just say fine. Yep. And you don't even, you're not really fine. You don't mean that as in that's a bad thing.
Right.
But there is a flip side to that. That sometimes I've asked some folks or I've been in conversation where you say, how are you? And then it's a litany of like all the things that you had no idea. And it's like, whoa, I'm into a sudden pity party.
Yep.
And then it's almost the flip where, well, there are more important things than
that's
your
right.
aunt and your cat. And
100%.
So I'm being a little facetious here, but do you ever had that experience?
Every small group leader deals with this.
Okay.
You start the night talking about personal stuff, and then it's like, we got to talk about biblical stuff, and it's hard. Our small group always jokes about, we talk about our physical therapists more than we talk about Jesus, because it's like, how often you've been going? How are things going? And it matters, but just not super highly. Like my knee flexibility is not more important than the mission of God. And so every small group leader battles with that like transition time.
Mm.
Like, great, we got the personal updates. I love you. I care about those. But all right, time to dive into the Word
Amen.
Of God. And so that is a challenge. And my family deals with that at the dinner table, and I'm sure the listeners do as well.
And there's a place for some of that. I don't
100%.
Know if it's with everyone.
Absolutely.
But it does make me think, and I'd be willing to say this, that sometimes the person that says, I'm doing great, they're actually not being inauthentic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're just trying to avoid talking about their matters
that's right.
in places where that's not the point.
Yep.
And so it doesn't mean they're not being genuine.
That's right.
And so just some thoughts here. I think you made a good job on talking about small groups. That is, I mean, as a leader, I can identify with that. And you don't know how to wind it up. Then you feel like you're being non-compassionate, like you don't care. Oh, man. This turned into a small group training podcast.
For sure. We always say small group leaders are time managers. Like, it's an important role. Otherwise, the small M matters, the matters of our lives dominate the conversation. And they don't matter the most.
Well, let me ask you this one last question. I know you've got a graduate.
Yeah.
You've got a high schooler.
Yeah.
And you've got an elementary. Is that right?
That's
or is
right.
Finn in junior high yet?
Fifth grade. One more in elementary.
How does your family, like, what are some strategies you employ, like you and Casey? Mm-hmm. What do you guys do at home to try to keep your family's focus vertical, like to set your family's mind and heart on things above so that God's mission, and your sister's a missionary.
Yep, she is.
Your dad was, and mom, your dad's passed away, but I mean, they were both just highly involved in ministry, camp ministry, college ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you've come from a long line of really fantastic servants.
Yeah.
What do you guys do at home to help this legacy continue?
Yeah, I've said this for years. I think the thing my mom and dad did just so well was they proved to us, they showed us that there's nothing more fun than living on the mission of God. And so even vacations or traveling or having people over, they just showed us like this is greater than just sitting on a beach for a week. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not downplaying sitting on a beach.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The beach is the ultimate destination?
It's not. It's living on mission is more fun, is greater. So everything we did was missional. And so my sister living in Europe, I think that's just, she is proving to my kids, like, this is the greatest thing in the world is to live on the mission of God. And so we've tried to do the same thing that my parents have done is go to camp and bring our kids up to camp and let them see kids getting saved. Like, when your children see life transformation, that gives them a greater mission or purpose than just the next vacation. And so we just try to surround our kids with the mission of God. And so when they contemplate what they'll do for the rest of their life, they're not going to think like how much money, how many weeks vacation. They're going to think like, how can I have the greatest impact? And we're starting to see that in our 18-year-old, and don't want to put her up on a pedestal or anything like that. But it is cool to at least see her say, I'm going to pursue mission because nothing, I haven't found anything in life that matters more than that.
I mean, that's fantastic.
It's been cool to see.
Well, thank you for just sharing some time with us on the podcast. And Travis and I want to just make sure that you hear again today's applicational statement for Thursday. It's to maximize God's mission and minimize your matters. This is one of the ways that will help you set your mind on things above, seek those things which are above, to begin to position your perspective vertically, because that's where Christ is and that's where our life is. It's hidden with Christ in God.
Amen.
So these are things that are very practical. They're applicational, but we hope they will help you today live with that reality where Christ is and setting your heart and mind on things above. Thanks for joining us, Travis. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for letting me join you.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.